welcome to Dish Nation. Man, Chewy, it's a great day to hear some dish. Man, what you got cooking up on the West Coast, bro?
All right. Well, Matthew McConaughey had a crush that was legally blonde. We'll get into that.
All right.
Also, Andrew Freund is dishing with the stars of the new Magic Mike reality show.
And Remy Ma is out here trying to figure out why so many rappers are scared. We'll explain. Yeah. But is that Heidi Hamilton out here in the studio? What up, yo?
Oh, my God. Yes. I am so happy to be back with my Dish family. And then, of course, the woman I've had a crush on for years. Mm. I can't believe I'm sitting right next to her. The hilarious comedian and actress, Lunell, back in the day.
Lunell, baby.
I love Lunell.
I totally fangirl out over Heidi. I love you, girl.
I love you, too.
This is awesome.
It's mutual.
And we got Frank here, too, you guys.
Frank, what's up?
What's up?
Bam, bam, bam.
Frank, how you doing?
Well,
so quiet.
He's so quiet. I love it.
You need to open up, Frank.
Well, you know I like to start the party when I'm here in the studio with you guys, but today it's a birthday celebration, so let's give it up for Headcrack turning 21.
Yo, HK, happy birthday, brother. Feliz cumpleaños.
Thank you.
Headcrack. Hey, Headcrack. Happy birthday to you.
Ooh, keep going.
Happy birthday.
So shiny.
To you.
Is that how you...
Happy birthday, dear Headcrack.
Oh, my lights are falling.
Happy birthday to you.
Wow. That was amazing.
It's your birthday.
That was so good.
Wow, I'm a little...
So good.
It's getting hot in here. All right, Lunell wants HK to come blow our candles out, and it sounds like Matthew McConaughey wanted to blow out Reese Witherspoon's back in the day. The Scene 2 co-stars dropped by Ellen to play a little rapid-fire Q&A, which got pretty interesting. So when Ellen asked who was their first celebrity crush, here's what Matthew had to say. Check it out.
I did have a little bit of a crush on... young lady sitting to the left of me from Man in the Moon.
What?
Oh, and you're just learning this?
I believe this, yeah.
That was your first celebrity crush?
That was one of my early crushes. Oh. And if you've seen the movie, you see, inevitable. I mean, what's not to have a crush on? Look at this.
Aw, you're so sweet.
That's true.
Yeah, it's crazy because these two have worked together in the past, and Matthew is married.
Yeah,
but if he wasn't, would him and Reese make a good couple? I don't like it. You don't like it?
No, I mean, you like see it. Who he's with. He's with his wife is beautiful.
Yes.
She doesn't, Reese Witherspoon, I don't know. She seems
Matthew
too girlish for him.
Still may not have it right because I feel in my soul that Matthew McConaughey need a sister like me.
Yes,
I
some
think
flavor.
We have so much
some
to come. Did you see Mississippi Burning? Yeah. You know, we got things in common.
What you're saying is he needs to be done with all white, all white, all white.
All white,
all white, all white.
That's what you're saying. That's what you're saying, Lunell.
Well, okay, y'all, it's time for a Dish Debate. And this one has to do with exes and money. Y'all ready for this?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so the Sex and the City spinoff, and Just Like That, has second wives everywhere side-eyeing their husbands. And big spoiler alert, all right? Plug your ears if you haven't seen it and you plan on it. But unfortunately, Carrie Bradshaw's husband, Big, dies early on in the season.
Ow!
But not without its controversy.
What?
So here we go. When they're going over his will, Carrie learns that Big left $1 million to his ex-wife, and although it was a hard pill to swallow when she first learned the amount, Carrie got over it and let it ride.
Well, here's the thing that bothers me about it, Headcrack, is the thing that bothers me about it is Big didn't have any kids with the ex-wife.
Oh, he didn't?
No.
Ooh.
Not to my knowledge. So it'd be one thing if you left it because they've got kids or whatever. Right. But to my knowledge, they didn't have any children, so to leave $1 million to your ex-wife?
Okay, but see, there's many ways to look at this.
Okay, Lunell.
Now, if he might have left her $1 million. He might have left me $5 million. In which case, I'm cool.
Okay, right.
Or if he left her $1 million, didn't leave me nothing, now I'm not cool.
That's right.
So it's a situation, there's levels to this.
So if you could will your ex anything, like, what would that thing be?
I probably would will my ex probably some of my nice, fresh underwear. You know, so he can have when
underwear.
I'm gone.
Why the fresh underwear?
That's fine.
Why not used underwear, Gary?
Oh, no. And I want him to remember me like a lily in the valley, just fresh.
Okay.
Not the corpse flower that's blooming here in Los Angeles.
My ex is a piece of trash.
Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Therefore, I would like to will them horrible... unsurgically savable, like hemorrhoids or something.
Ooh. Oh,
that's
yeah.
personal.
Oh, thank you for the visual.
You got that? You got that? I hope you got that? I want one for you.
Are you watching?
Are you watching?
Yeah.
Are you watching?
What's up?
Don't cross Lunel.
No, the hemorrhoids are coming for you, baby.
For you.
For you.
Trash.
All right, well, Remy Ma is out here asking y'all, why y'all so scared? So while on the Check-In podcast, when asked how she feels about other rappers shying away from having her do features on their songs, Remy said, because they know how crucial her pen is and her pen game is. She's one of the baddest lyricists of all time. I love me some Remy Ma.
Me too. I'm riding with Remy on this one.
Yeah. Oh, yo, Remy is one of the most fierce MCs in the game, but I'm surprised everybody's so scared. I mean, like, yo,
why?
Remy dope, but, like, I want to hear on some more records with more people. Shoot, I'll do a record too. With Remy. Run it.
Yeah, but regardless, though, I would be scared of Remy, though. I mean, y'all talking about Remy. I mean, didn't Remy serve jail time?
You know, a lot of people serve jail time. Right. Martha Stewart. Are you scared of Martha Stewart?
I'm scared of anybody in jail.
Yeah,
I'm scared of anybody.
I spent one night in a Mexican jail. No,
I'm scared of you.
10 years in county.
That was like 20 years ago. Did I just say that?
I think you may have just admitted that, yeah.
Shout out to my girls in Twin Towers.
Yeah, we need to make a Remy My HK song happen. We need to make that happen.
Yo, Remy, pull up. Yo, we got that BX thing going for ourselves. Yo, listen, I ain't scared. You send the beat, Chewy.
Okay.
We'll provide the rhymes. Let's get it to go.
And I know Remy watches the show. So, Remy, if you're watching this,
Remy,
let's make it happen.
Well, Remy, we ride with you, girl.
Well, moving on from the scariest rapper to the self-proclaimed sexiest rapper alive, NLE Choppa. The rapper posted photos of himself showing off his tattooed bod and wearing a bonnet,
you know,
with the caption, Sexiest Man of the Year award goes to...
All right.
No. Hard pass.
Hard pass, Heidi?
I like the bonnet.
I thought it was a girl.
Really?
I mean, he's very pretty.
Well, yeah.
And he has a little, you know, girl chest. He got a bonnet on. I thought it was a girl.
Is it Easter? What's
happening? Sorry, Choppa.
But he is sexy, though. I mean, he's a sexy guy. So, Lunel, I mean, he's a very...
You would say that, Gary.
You would say that.
Is this the type of guy that you would date, honey? I mean, do you like this type?
No, I don't date guys that soft. I'm sorry, honey. Sorry, no.
Wow.
It's a no from me.
Yeah. You would think the tattoos would give him a harder street edge, but I guess the bonnet really softens it up a lot, huh?
Excuse me, it's the eyebrows and the all the maintenance for me.
Never noticed. You know.
Yeah, when a guy starts messing with his eyebrows, you start questioning.
Yeah.
Where he is on the spectrum. Yeah.
I used to think that about Charlemagne, too. Remember, Charlemagne had them eyebrows look better than workers at Sephora. But I met him and I found out it was not, you know, it's not what I thought it was. Hey, Charlemagne.
Hi, Char. How you doing, buddy?
I mean, he's trying hard to give sex appeal.
Yeah, he is.
To Gary.
He probably
That's right.
carries a big gun, so I mean, this guy is really, you know, he's sexy.
So you let him carry a big gun, but if you ain't got no bullets in that song thing.
So do you think People Magazine will notice this post and maybe he'll be a contender?
Avril Lavigne's Gift to Song is hitting the big screen. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Okay, so who here remembers Avril Lavigne's big hit Skater Boy? You guys remember?
He was a skater boy. I said, see you later, boy.
Hey! So apparently Skater Boy was inspired by Avril Lavigne's high school experience, and in honor of the song's 20th anniversary, it's about to inspire a movie. Yay! That's right. Avril said after being asked, you know, to put the song on TV shows, she said, you know what? I'm actually going to turn this song into a film and take it to the next level. So I got to ask you guys, are you excited about seeing Skater Boy on the big screen?
If you listen to that song, he's a skater boy. She does ballet.
Right.
He's got the baggy clothes. She's like prim and proper.
Right.
The movie's been made 1,000 times in Hollywood. Mm-hmm.
Really? That song didn't quite make my playlist. So I'm not familiar.
Well, people know that you're really great. So, well, people, not everybody might know, but I know that you're a really great singer, Lunel.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Don't put me on the spot.
Have you ever written or performed a song that could be that could be in a movie that you could see in a movie?
There you go.
No, maybe a porno.
Oh, what would the porno song be like? Oh, chicken yeah. I do a chicken wake up.
Chicken, wow, wow, wow.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
They call bow. Brown chicken, brown cow. Brown chicken. Brown chicken, brown cow.
Yeah, brown chicken, brown cow.
All right. Well, on the topic of movies, everyone knows Meryl Streep is a Hollywood legend, and people would pay to see her in just about anything. Absolutely. She is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Well, another Hollywood legend, Leo DiCaprio, says there is one thing he does not want to see Meryl Streep in, and that's in the nude.
What?
I think that's out of respect.
I hope so? Well, let me tell you the story, Lunell, because I want us to weigh in on it. Okay. Leo and Meryl co-star in the Netflix comedy Don't Look Up, and in the film, Meryl plays the president and has a scene where she's briefly seen walking naked, and apparently Leo learned about this scene and asked the director, do you really need to show that?
Wow.
I think he just don't want her to be exploited, because I know Leo. Hey, Leo. We met a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. Hey, Leo. And I think that he just don't want her to be exploited. He's not a dog like that.
Okay.
Then again, he got to know that there's millions of people, me included, who would love to see Meryl Streep.
I would love it, too. And you know what, Lunell? From what I understand, Meryl Streep had no problem with it.
Right. Of course, because you know Meryl read the script. She's like, awesome.
So that's my problem. That's my problem. Yeah. Is it's like, once again, a man is speaking up for me. No, I got it. If I say I'm okay with it, don't try to come to my defense if I say I'm okay with it.
Okay, you got that?
You got that, Frank?
Now, check out my ass.
You got that, Frank?
Ooh.
I wanted to show my ass. Right. Now, don't you tell me. I shouldn't.
This might be my last chance. Frank, I've been squatting all through the quarantine. Damn. Let's go.
So, I mean, who's a great actor, Lunell, that you would pay to not see nude? Mm. Maybe somebody you have a lot of respect for that you're like, I can't imagine seeing. Like, mine would be Viola Davis. I love her. I love her so much. Mm. I don't want to see her naked. And it's not because I don't find her sexy. It's because she, I don't know. I just don't want her.
She's probably got a banging Davis body.
Come on, take it off, Viola. Yeah.
That's all right, never mind. I want to see Viola nude. I'm going to say Oprah.
Yeah, that's the next thing you got left to do, Viola. You done it all. Come on, take it
you
off.
You know Viola's like moisturized, too.
Oh, how to get away with murder in the nude.
Ladies, are you looking for a way to treat yourself? Or are you a guy looking for a gift that I have on cloud nine? Well, with this memory foam insole and super soft fleece lining, these Jessica Simpson micro suede clawed slippers, they'll have you feeling like you're walking on clouds.
That's right. And let's not forget, honey, this beautiful tip fur collar that adds an extra dose of cute and cozy. And it comes in three beautiful shades of pink, gray, and tan.
Not to mention, you won't be caught slipping in these because it grips perfectly to the floor, so no sliding. And wondering if it comes in your size? The answer is yes. These soft suede slippers run from a small to an extra large.
Now, is that right, honey? Well, in this case, honey, I'm getting a pair for myself. Hey, Crack, tell us how much.
Check it out. These stylish slippers have been seen as high as $38. But for our Dish Nation viewers, they're only $17.
Ooh, Lord, $17?
Yup, just go to moretosave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, Magic Mike is back, and Andrew Freund is here to dish all about it. I hope you're as excited as I am.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all. Pew, pew, pew. Pew, pew, pew. And look who is here, our buddy Andrew Freund.
Andrew,
what you got for us, baby?
I'm here, you guys. I have something super special. Now, we all love the Magic Mike movies, of course.
Yes.
There is a live show in Las Vegas as well. But guess what? Now there is a new HBO Max show streaming right now about finding contestants for the live stage show.
Okay.
All right, guys. So I went to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I spoke to Adam Rodriguez, the host.
Nice.
I spoke to the choreographers of the show and the contestants. You know what? They showed me some moves.
What you got?
Let's check it out.
Oh my God.
All right, now let's talk about the dancing.
Okay.
Because this show, it's got a crap load of dancing. And it's not just
You guys work their asses off dancing.
That's the brilliant part.
They all gave it 100%, and that's what made it really hard every week to
send somebody home.
Could I be in the show? Do you think I have what it takes?
Absolutely. You're standing. You look healthy. You're breathing. You're smiling.
I just got to stand and breathe.
Man, well, that's to start. Then you're going to get your ass kicked.
Okay.
You just got to make sure you're not a health risk.
Okay.
You
know? Okay.
Yeah, I would say from the outside, you look like a contestant.
Okay. Is there a simple move you can show me that I can do on national television right now?
Oh.
Because I want to be in the show.
Should we show him a body roll?
I want to do a body roll.
Body roll is super simple.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
We did this with the actors on the movies and stuff. It's super simple.
All right.
You lean your chin up, shoot your chest out.
Yes.
Bend your pelvis.
Yes.
And then sit it back.
There you go. Now put your feet apart. Put your feet apart. There you go.
Get a good stance. Get your nose, chin, chest, belly, pelvis.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can grind.
So.
Okay, I'm gonna follow you. Okay, this
is grab it.
Okay, grab.
You thrust your hips.
Thrust my hips.
You gotta put your hips into it.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess.
Real slow.
Like chest, stomach, chest first.
And just really dig in. Wow, this is the pinnacle of my broadcasting career right here.
this
counter right now.
Can we clap it up, Fran? You did pretty good.
You missed your calling. I don't know, Lunel. I'm feeling. You know, do you want to work with me, you guys?
I think she needs to see something in person, Andrew.
Bust some moves.
All right, you guys. Well, first they showed me how to body roll, right? So you got to go like this. Can you go like this?
I can do that.
We got to go like this.
I can do that.
Right, this, and then they showed me how do you got to take control of the table. You got to jump up so. You gotta kind of go like this.
Don't hurt yourself.
I don't think I want to do it.
Don't hurt yourself.
How do you rock, Andrew?
I like that. You got arthritis, baby? What's going on with you?
I'm
an old Jew. What do you want from me here? What do you want from me?
Can we see that body roll one more time?
Oh, wow.
That's a great body roll.
You got a future.
All right, if that wasn't enough beef for you, we've got a billionaire beef coming up right after the break, so don't go nowhere.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, this here might be the versus battle that we really needed. Time Magazine's Person of the Year, Elon Musk, had some time this week to bring up Jeff Bezos in an interview. He said this about Jeff. He does take himself a bit too seriously. I'm trying to goad him into spending more time at Blue Origin so they make more progress. As a friend of mine says, he should spend more time at Blue Origin and less time in the hot tub.
Is this really beef, y'all? It's a little cat fight.
It's not. Like, I mean, their beef sounds to me like, I went to space before you did, bro.
This is ground beef. Yeah. This ain't beef.
Ground beef.
This is impossible beef. It's not even real beef.
It's truffle scuffle. Truffle scuffle.
I would dare to say that both of them are probably not very well endowed. I said it.
Yeah, you're probably right.
That's why the toy is so big.
You gotta be safe. Lunel, if you were Jeff Bezos and somebody said that about you, how are you responding to him?
I'd probably buy something that he want, like...
Ooh, that's good.
Like his girl. That's the way the pimps do. Pull your chicks.
All of a sudden, Elon Musk has got Lauren Sanchez.
Yeah, that's why I play dirty like
Elon sends her a Tesla, like a tricked out Tesla for you, Lauren.
Damn.
Yo. So if you see her riding in a Tesla, we know what happened.
Gangster.
Yeah. Very. Gangster. Very.
That's how you play that game.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.